آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
CIRA, the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, an independent think tank, has released a new paper, Labour Market Policy After COVID-19. Its chief economist, Jared Ball, joins us today. Welcome to SBS.
Welcome. Great to be here.
Australia is in recession. More than 1 million Australians are out of work and unemployment rate is now 7.5%. And yet CIRA is advocating it is time to resume immigration and bring in skilled workers. Why?
Well, what we've seen in past recessions is that, yes, the rate of migration tends to follow with, you know, the conditions in the economy, and we would expect that there will be a drop in migration. But what we've got to be thinking about is, as we recover, what are the settings that are going to get us the best migration that we can get, and being competitive globally. We've seen a number of countries like the United States make quite big blanket decisions around ceasing temporary skilled migration for the time being. So there's a real opportunity, I think, for Australia to, you know, put itself out there and make sure it's attracting migrants into the recovery phase. So obviously migration is going to be restricted for some time based on the practical realities of border restrictions apart from anything else. But we need to make sure that in that recovery, we are resuming migration and resuming it in the best form possible. And the other thing that past recessions show is that what tends to happen is that migration picks back up just before the labour market picks up as well. So we need to be taking a longer term view on this.
It appears that Australia needs migrants to resurrect its economy. But when the pandemic struck, temporary visa holders and international students were left to fend on their own. Why would migrants want to come to Australia when the government won't extend JobKeeper and JobSeeker schemes to them?
Well, I think that's something that we're quite concerned about in the paper, and we call for an extension of JobKeeper and JobSeeker to temporary migrants. Obviously, we've had, you know, a long period of uninterrupted growth, and during that time, we've welcomed a lot of temporary migrants to this country. They provide net fiscal benefits to the federal government's budget because they do pay taxes, but they don't receive welfare benefits. We're now in the midst of a once-in-a-hundred-year event, and it's difficult for people to get back to their homes. You know, the assumption in past recessions is that temporary migrants will return home. Well, that's quite difficult with the border restrictions that we have. And we are in a global pandemic, and every country is experiencing similar difficult conditions. So we do think that on that basis, you know, Australia has an obligation as a good global citizen to be providing some insurance, a bit of a financial backstop for temporary migrants. And we've seen other countries such as the United Kingdom, Canada, France, and New Zealand have provided this sort of assistance to temporary migrants.
You and senior economist Gabriela D'Souza will be appearing before the Senate Select Committee on Temporary Migration on Thursday. What do you plan to tell the committee?
Well, I think things that are very consistent with what's in this paper, and also the previous work we've done on temporary migration, previous work which shows that certainly recent waves of migration have not had a negative impact on local workers. Mm-hmm. And there are improvements that we can make in the skilled migration system, which I think remain very important today. Things around better understanding the skills needs in our economy and where those skills gaps are, and being very rigorous and transparent about those. And I think that's particularly important at a time when you have an elevated rate of unemployment, giving business and the community confidence that we have the system right. So we'll be talking about those things. We'll be talking about some of the longer term opportunities as per this paper to improve the system. But I think it's really important that we don't turn our backs on something that has been such an incredible ingredient of Australia's economic development.
And my last question today, CIRA has suggested the government introduce a new visa, the intra-company transfer visas. What exactly will this visa enable?
Well, you know, back to your earlier question, Masiki, around being attractive as a destination. A number of other advanced economies, such as the US and the UK, have this intra-company transfer. It's really a recognition that large multinationals, you know, have quite globally mobile executives, who move around to different locations, and they are generally trusted. They're trusted operators in the visa system. So enabling them to be able to move their resources around the world more easily is important. And I think also providing an incentive for them to take more of their resources here in Australia is really important, especially at a time in which we will be wanting businesses to grow and for more people to be located here, so that we can grow on the other side of this crisis.
Mr. Ball, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Masiki.
ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं.